Chas and Bava Matzia by the Rosh Yeshiva Yud Zayin Teves Hitov Shemem Zayin, January 18, 1987 on Sunday.
Then the birds, as a result of the disturbance, so they will go up in the nest. So that's also a point. Because over there, as a result of the bathing in the nest, in the shade, so the birds, let's say the birds has many shells, right? So a lower shell, an upper shell, as a result of bathing, so the birds go up from the lowermost shell to the uppermost shell. So there is a way, even though they might go down again, I mean, they are more higher. So there, so Ramesh makes a way. So it's not, at all, the birds are animate things, are not in an animate thing. When you pick up the towers, he's destined the next minute to fall to the ground and start that way. But when you bang on the earth, and that causes the banging causes the birds to go out in the shiva itself, even though the next minute or so they might go down, so then they'll go down by themselves. But the banging caused a real agboye, an elevation of the birds from the lower level to the upper level.
Ich kann mich gar nicht mehr zertragen. Ich kann mich gar nicht mehr zertragen.
So even if he's mocking me, it's not effective. But the case kingdom is called Chotzer. Chotzer. So he is not the main of the enemy. He is the kingest. He is the kingest. So really, he's king of the king, he's king of the king, because they have to be on top of his Chotzer. Chotzer owns his property. This is the same stuff he called Yah. He can be totally secure. It can be anything, a table, a chair, a pocketbook, an envelope, everything is hot. Everything is hot. So, because of Chotzer, but on the score of Chotzer, he couldn't be king because there is a loche, Chotzer Maleches Likon. In order that Chotzer should be king, he has to be stationary. But he, the Chotzer, he moves around, it's not stationary. So then, it's not a good Chotzer to be king. So why does Rav Eliezer only emphasize Mishir Ve'emazu Knitchev, implying that the Shaila is only in the case where he's not mocking them. But if he's mocking them, then, and he's nation Behemet, then he certainly is going to kill. One of the if the Mishir of the Behemet is not effective, then the Mishir of the Behemet on top of them. So even if he's mocking them, the Mishir of the Behemet shouldn't be effective for the king. Except on the score of Chotzer, but insofar as Chotzer is concerned, there is a loche, Chotzer Maleches is going to come. We're going to kill Mashiach and Vein and Abein and the Kovoyle and Meichai Kehli and Bilei Vein and Chal and Yoshin and Pshid and Mach and Vein. We're going to kill Mashiach and Chotzer. We can't have Chatzis Vore and King Lei. We're going to take Chatzis Vei. But Chotzer Maleches is. חוץ מהלכס, לא ישמע אינון ניתיק, נדח ישחבוי, אני מוס בריאה יחצי רכיבי, ישחבוי ולא אינה, ידע ונשתם, this is very important for us. So how does Rashi explain the Aloha, חוץ מהלכס לכל? תאיף ושיטה, אם זו צונצי, איתי אלפוס, איתי אלפוס, נדור איזה, בקוס חוץ מכם יד ישחבוי, so, so it has to be doing the art, the Yad is stationary, he's not going to move around. So, some male Chotzer, in order to be effective, the Yad, as an extension of his Yad, so also has to be stationary. But that stage, but according to Rashi, you know, it's a special aloha. Because, in order that Chotzer should be kene, so it has to be mishtamel in Azabai. So if it is Malachez, then it's Mishtamel Das Abayel. But if it's not Malachez, it's stationary, you still call it or it is. So it's Mishtamel Das Abayel. But let's say Ibehime is not Mishtamel Das Abayel. Because it can move away, it can run away from the Bible. So Mele is not Mishtamel Das Abayel. In order that Chotzer should be effective, like Yad, it has to be that kind of Chotzer that is Mishtamla Zabayel. If it moves around, so then it's not Mishtamel in Azabayel. Alright. Lichitei Mikishondo, the Trove is reference to the case, or the Meime. He tells him he should put the baby and he should intend to begin the game because he should have a baby. So he refers to the case where the baby stands for a moment. If he stands, so he's not Malachas. No, but for coaching him out, we're going to engage him, not a recon. In other words, he doesn't mean only at the time of moving. Even while it's standing still, it took it in view of the fact that it can move around, like an animal. It can move around. So really it's not taking it even while it's standing still. Yulchas HaBichusa. In other words, when a pleasure raised the question in the case where he said, Mishael ben Mazul, who killed the child? When Behemi was not mocked, but in the case where he mocked him, Behemi too, then he certainly came in. Not mitzad, Mishich and Mishich, so the same Shaila, whether the Mishich and Behemi is effective for the king or not, we say that and the kids were not makrimim. So Shiramim is not affected for the kids, even though he's makrimim, he should not be affected. But if he's makrimim, then he can begin the kids with a kota, and you ask kota maleches, but unless there's reference to the kids, when the baby is bound, so then it can't move around. So then it's not kota maleches. Dem Shabbat auf der Rab, na dem Shiche und der Holcho, die noch in der Kirche mit Dosso, die kommen nach Hatzeyom. Lach es auch hier der Rab, nicht ist der Bein und der Shiche, die ist auf der Holcho, wo er die Pude, die auch in der Bild hätte, die ist auf der Bein, die ist dann die Stil, die müssen von Hatzeyre, wenn ich ihnen mit ihr das Kotze habe. Oh, Juche sehe, hei, ich will dir kommen, ich will dir mit dem Kiel von Kone, die Kuso, ich will dir mit dem Kotze, ich kann nicht. Ich kann nicht, 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 ich kann nicht. Und wir haben Papier, Elomiatom, Elomiatom. Since you say Chotam Aleches is not Kene, so you Chotam not be Kene, has to be stationary if it moves around not. Or if I'm not going to be Kene, if it's a Chasvino, or if I'm not Chotam Aleches, if we come, suppose he was going in the boat, and then some fish came into the boat. Now the fish are head there. So we're assuming a little bit of a portion that is Kane, I mean, I have to have the fish. But why? Because it's his boat, it's his property. But it's a, the boat is a Chotam Aleches, so why? How can be Kane? Oh, well, I see the main Achnaiche. Umay would come up, tell me, Sino is not considered a Chotam Aleches. Chotam Aleches by definition means that kind of a Chotzea that moves around by virtue of its own force, like an animal. But his fino cannot move around by virtue of its own force. The fino, let's say, the old fino, so it's the waves of the sea that drive it. Today, so we have certain things, I mean that drive it. Yeah, they drive it. So it's not, it doesn't move from within. In order to consider Chotam Aleches, it's only Valchai, where the force that impels it, that drives it, is an internal force that enables it to work. But where it's an external factor that makes it move, like Sino train and so on, airplane, so they are not considered the Chotam Aleches. Only when the force that impels it is an internal force, not where the force that causes it to move is an external force. So in the Minach Mayakamayi, Yor legen li sich heiko, li sich kalzo, och en namen go mi garsho, why because the kalzo moves around together with the movement. When the kalzo meinach, na ich an mich misagien, if you say. Da ich so, ich komme nicht mehr mit dir, kann doch unsichtlich. Und ich hatte auch keine Chalechisch, So what does it mean? Ligmar, it appears that Chotam Aleches is only a living thing where he's able to move around because of an internal force, not when it moves because of a certain external force, whether it's the water or the wind, you know, or cold, you know, or whatever, it doesn't make it, or nuclear energy, doesn't make any difference, as long as it's not moving as a result of an internal factor like an Ohai, so it's not a chotavala. Shirley Mazu, the killing shoulder of the teachers. Boy, like King Shabemo, she left me out to move shy for the Kaylee. Logikna Kaylee, Abum, Shir Kupo, King Shabisiko, Shikaleti Kone, Satifi says the whole Shile by Rabalazer. Rabalazer is only in the case of Meshir Behemozu, the Kaylee Shabel, because the Meshiche by the Behemoth is a different kind of Meshiche than by Kaylee. Because by Behemoth, the Meshiche consists in telling the Behemoth to move by itself, and by Kaylee, the Meshiche consists in pulling it. So the Melee, if he makes a Meshiche whereby the Behemoth starts moving by itself, and vis-a-vis the Kaylin, it is because of an external force pushing it. So Melee, the Meshiche, some others say, and we cannot be Kaylin. But suppose he puts, let's say, certain foods in a basket. And then he pulls the basket. He puts certain foods in the cup, and he pulls the cup. So seeing the nature of the Meshiche of the Eichel is analogous to the nature of the Meshiche in the Kelim, so then it is Almen lo ikona pere idim shikha sabe imon. there's an abiding more that behaves. Complicated more robust. There's an abiding that behaves more robustly. Boyamine, a piece of problem, Kilo shall be Kia, which is Mecha, Connolly Kia Hola. Suppose Ruben is the Mecha, and Chim is the Kia, and Ruben, let's say, sells Shimen, some foods, vegetables, whatever, and the foods, the vegetables, the pears, are put in the boxes of the Rekech. But then it's placed in the Rishis of the Mecha. In other words, the food is packed in the boxes of the Rekech, but it's placed in the courtyard of the Mecha. Now the question is, as far as the King of Chotzer is concerned, the boxes of the Rekech, that's the Chotzer of the Rekech. But if the boxes of the Rekech would be placed, let's say, in the courtyard of the Rekech, then there wouldn't be any Shaila. Of course, it would become Chotzer, the King of Chotzer, because the boxes are the Chotzer of the Bishus of the Rekech, and the boxes are placed in the Rishus of the Rekech. Then it would be a real King of Chotzer. But here, on one hand, it's in the Chotzer of the Rekech. On the other hand, the boxes are placed in the courtyard of the Mecher. So maybe the fact that the boxes of the Rekech stand in the Rishus of the Mecher, so maybe the boxes become bottled to the Rishus of the Mecher. Maybe the Rekech is not king. Or the boxes of the Rekech do not become bottled to the Rishus of the Mecher. Some Mele, in other words, they maintain their own identity as the Rishus of the Rekech, even though the boxes stand in the courtyard of the Rekech. It does not become bottled to the Rishus in which it stands. Some Mele, his kingdom, it's a Chotzer. But if he does become bottled, then he couldn't be king in Tzachot. Because there is this here. Chotzer means it's in the Rishus of the Rekech. But here, true, it's in the Rishus of the Rekech, because it's packed in the boxes of the Rekech. But the Rishus of the Rekech itself stands in the Rishus of the Mecher. So maybe it's considered, so it becomes bottled to the Chotzer in which the boxes of the Rekech stand. There's the child, where they become bottled or become. So then, the base, the third line from the end of the Moshe Hamor, Payalo, the Yechmisan Yisrael base, in other words, we are visualizing a case where Ruben, let's say, was selling certain pairs, to Shimon, and then So Reuven was selling pears to Shimon. And let's say, and the pears were placed in the sacks of Shimon. And then Reuven put the sacks on top of the behemoth, the chamerim of Reuven. The chamerim of Reuven. So in other words, it was a heavy load. So he put all the sacks on the pears. And the sacks are the sacks of Shimon, and Reker. He put all the sacks on the top. He loaded them on the chamerim. Who's chamerim? Reuven's chamerim. And then the pearim and the pearim were leading chamerim, and then Shimon pulled the chamerim and the pearim. So by pulling the pearim, so he thereby pulled the chamerim also, and since the sacks and the pears were on top of the chamerim, so he pulled everything. Moshe hamor of the pears, v'yichnis on his herbeis, and he brought them to his courtyard, Shimon. So bein posak atzolimot, ubein modas hasli posak, shneem yichim la'aldabem. So, this the range of the price is reference to the case where he just Reuven placed all the pears in the sacks, in his own sacks, in Reuven's sacks, in the Nechazah. And then he put it on top of the chamer, he loaded the chamer in with the sacks. And then the pearim were leading the chamerim. And then he put them to his courtyard. So being posak atzolimot, being modashli posak, shneyum yechim la'algabem. So is not kain. But pir kondichli, so he said, maybe saying, but suppose he unloaded, he took out the pears from the sex and the chamerim, and he put them into his own sex. And his own sex, of course, he placed in his courtyard. So Pierre Comis on Survey say, so Posak actually modar in Schneem Yechim Alderman. And if the price was fixed, so even though it was measured, he doesn't know exactly how many sacks of pears. So he sold him, so it's still king, as long as the price was fixed. So there is even that. Modat Hashaloi Posak, inasmuch as the price was not fixed yet, even though it was measured how many pounds, let's say, or how many sacks. But since the price was not fixed, so that means there was no Mirzdas. So, Umi the Kale of the Mecher, Bishus Luteach, it's Loikono. So the more assume that when the price says, Pier Kondichnis on Serbezi, so, and Posakachal Umodat, which is the Chalazo, then he's Kene, so the price has referenced the case, where he unloaded the sacks, the pears in the sacks of the Mecher, and packed them into the sacks of downloaded them. He took off the sex of the Meir, because originally the Peres were packed in the sex of the Meir. Then he brought them to his courtyard, so he took out, he unloaded the Chameri, and he placed all the sex in the courtyard of the Mekeach. But they still remained in the sex of the Meir. So then, Pirkon means he just unloaded the sex. He took them off the Chameri and dumped them into the courtyard of the Mekeach. So then he came for Sakashori Moda, Tishni Echel Alzo, Umi, the king of the Mekeach. But even though they were not taken out from the sex of the Mekeach, the Peres still remained in the sex of the Mekeach. But what happened was, he just unloaded them and he dropped them into the courtyard of the Mekeach. So then he escaped. If he didn't fix the price, so then he's not Canaan, he can be Chenzer, because there is no Merzdas. Until you mention the price, people don't decide upon the price. It's another time. But if he's Pasak, even though it's Loimodat, and we don't assume that the Peres were dumped into the courtyard of the Mekeach without taking them out from the sex of the Mekeach. So then the Mekeach escaped. And we do not say, Umi came of the Mekeach, Mishus Mekeach, Loikone, so Loikone Mekeach. Inasmuch as the king of Shomekeach, let's say, we assume, the Gemara assumed that they remain in the sex of the Mekeach. So the sex of the Mekeach are located in the Rishus of the Mekeach, so the Mekeach is came. So we see, so the Mekeach is came, the Mekeach is not came. When the king of the Mekeach, the Rishus of the Mekeach, Our Rishus Alekeach, Mekneisen Alekeach, Kiliktone Pirkon Posa Kono, Dikono Rishus, Kilim Dide, Beavo Pisha Baina Pirus, Visir Sakin Shalmecheir, Bichin Dane Rishus Alekeach, Mibatel Kilim Shalmecheir, Ulitzir Rishus Mecheir. So we see that even though the Pirus happen to be in the sex of the Mecheir, but inasmuch as the sex of the Mecheir are dropped in the courtyard of Mekeach, so that means that the Rishus Mekeach is Mivatel, the Rishus of the Mekeach.